Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen's Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them in-store and online. Pros are changing. So are we. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Is your favorite bar closed? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the answer. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails at the push of a button, including your all-time favorites, Moscow Mules, Mojitos, and Old Fashions in an all-new 12-pack. Just insert the cocktail pot and press start. Now, for a limited time at DrinkWorks.com, buy a home bar plus $60 worth of DrinkWorks products and receive $75 back. Only available at DrinkWorks.com. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios. A Radio.com sports station. The Score!
Just in, we have a new guest, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score football pregame and postgame show co-host.
I think they've made the right decision moving on from Mitch. I think we saw what we saw in the first three games. It just wasn't good enough.
Master in the art of the long snap.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Check out longsnapper.com. Have them start early to learn how to long snap.
He even has a signature beer.
Long snapper IPA. The can artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli.
That was a good snap.
With Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
How long does it take to grow the mullet?
The gourmet mullet?
Why is it gourmet?
Because it's awesome.
It top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We've got Patrick Manley, the former Bears long snapper, is on Twitter at Patrick Manley. You hear him before and after Bears games, and here he is with us today on this special Bears Friday. I will say that on wherever the bar is for entertaining Bears games, it was Thursday Night Football, so we know it's always going to be a little bit sloppy, but we kind of white-knuckled that one. That was actually a fun Bears game to watch, Pat.
Yes, overall. That first part of the game, I was disgusted. I got to the point, those first three drives, that I thought maybe it was a time to put Mitch back in. You know, Nick Foles and the offense looked horrible, and then all of a sudden something clicked. He went 7-for-8 on that one drive, drove him down and got that touchdown. But the beginning part of the game, I sat there and I'm like, no, I don't want to do post-game like this for four quarters. And then all of a sudden it turned into what it turned into. And I think we're just finding out, Dan, that this is who the Bears are. And what excited me the most is the defense stepped up and won this game. And if they can continue to play like they are, and I thought they raised their game quite a bit in the second half, if they can do that, then we'll see what happens. But the entertainment factor is there 100%. And what's interesting is sitting at home on the couch instead of sitting at the Score studio waiting in between the pre- and post-game, that it's that much more enjoyable to sit on the couch. So I know what the fan feels like. You know, I'm with my wife and daughter, and they're just looking at me like, what's going on here? How are they doing this? And they came back and, you know, it was entertaining all day long besides those first couple possessions.
If you want to get a look at our guest Pat Manley, you can on Twitch. You can see him at twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. You buy a shirt like that, they give you a free bowl of soup, I think.
So it's out. Yes, this is a joke. It's great you asked that. So today there are guitars are not behind me. I'm actually at the Ivanhoe Club. I've got a 27-hole golf tournament today. And I'm not normally not one to wear matching shirts with a partner, but this thing is so ugly, and we actually had bought it out of the pro shop. I think it was last year. We texted each other last night. We're like, let's wear that ugly shirt. We got to wear the ugly shirt today. So we got a fun tournament going on today.
Good. And you're blessed with yet another glorious golf day. And I can and that course with those old trees, I can only imagine they must just look like a coffee table book out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You actually want to see it real quick? I know the listeners can't, but while you're talking to me, I'll just give you a little view of what's going on out there today.
Yeah, the Twitch streamers would certainly get a kick out of that. The other thing on Twitch, I put in a link to a YouTube video of the Todd Bell hit on Joe Washington. Oh, look at that. There's the Ivanhoe Golf Course we can all see on the Twitch stream there. Look at that. Just a tableau of golf heaven. But Todd Bell hit Joe Washington on a play in the playoffs, and when I saw Kyle Fuller do what he did, so many longtime Bears fans like, ooh, that was like the Todd Bell hit. It was better. It wasn't in a playoff game, but the Todd Bell hit, by current rules, would clearly have been unnecessary roughness slash defenseless receiver slash nearly killed the guy, probable helmet-to-helmet contact, where it used to be okay. You see some the fat referee kind of waddle in and just sort of point, yeah, it's a fumble. Al Harris has it, Bears ball. But, man, that was so – I can't articulate enough – the certain Bears fan feeling of Fuller doing something like that at that time. I can't say that it sparked the Bears to victory, but I kind of want to, and I want to think it that helped. It did. I want to think that it did, because whatever part of me still believes in those things, that was an all-time Bears hit.
There's no doubt. And Dan, one thing that got me is when these new rules came in, these targeting rules, you heard a lot of older DBs and even current players talk about, how are we going to be able to adjust? How are we going to be able to move our head at the right moment? How are we able not going to be able to, you know, hit, you know, helmet to helmet and all that stuff? Well, they've done it, and Kyle Fuller did it perfectly. And the best part about it, too, is the referees got it right. They corrected it and got it right. And that's what this defense is built on, is turnovers. They need more of them, and that's what helped win the game. But he absolutely, I mean, hit him perfectly. And it's good to see that these rules are working. I think there's you're not seeing the bigger hits, but when you do have a chance to take a hit like that, the athlete that Kyle Fuller is, he went in there and hit him clean, got the ball out, and I do think that changed the momentum. I think that changed the game. That helps the offense. Yeah, I mean, that shortens the field for the offense. We know that offense is struggling to drive down the field. If you go back and look at their stats in the second half, every drive they had a snap where the ball, it was longer than 10 yards. Four of the five, it was like 19 yards, 18 yards, 27 yards. Even the final drive, they lost a yard on the first down, so it was second and 11. This offense isn't good enough to march down the field and score touchdowns. They kicked themselves in the they hurt themselves with penalties. They hurt themselves with sacks. So I do think that Kyle Fuller giving him the ball where it was helped this offense, you know, get it in the end zone, because they just can't go 80 yards.
I just saw Jay Zawoski put a note in the Twitch chat saying, why is water always that much more delicious when it is served in the classic clear plastic golf club cup? I have an answer for that, because usually when you're drinking out of one of those, you're really thirsty. I think usually it's a function of being on a summer day. It's usually really cold, or if you're at a country club, it's really good, like filtered water, or it's Fiji water or something. But I agree.
No, it's true, and it's just something about holding the cup. I don't know. It's just it sweats on the side a little bit. You know, it's just the ice melts quickly, so you feel like you have to drink it fast. But, yeah, there is something about that for sure.
I agree with you to compliment the officiating for what they did on the Fuller hit, because when the flag came in, my heart sank. Because, mm-hmm. But I get it. If you're the back judge and you see that in real time, what you're thinking is, if you're any part of a football fan, you're thinking, oh, my, that was freaking awesome. And then you're thinking, don't I probably have to flag that? Because it's like you flag it for being too awesome. Because you know there's probably something wrong with it. I know I have to do this. I don't want to. I wouldn't have done this 15 years ago. But here's the flag I have to throw. And then they're like, that survived on frame by frame Zapruder film scrutiny. It only got even greater.
No doubt. And then also, I think that they got a little lucky. That call could have gone either way, whether it was a fumble or not. I think as Mike Pereira talked about it, you know, it was 1-2 and then barely got that third step down and then the ball's out. So the Bears got, now we can call it lucky on the call, but, you know, that's up to the referees to make that decision. But that's everything about it, man. That hit was just absolutely perfect. Ball coming out, Bears get it, go down, score a touchdown, but they go up 14-13 at that time. And, you know, like I said, this offense can't go 80 yards. They need that. They need that. They need the defense to continue doing that.
Will it ever be able to go 80 yards, though? See, that's to me, there's a couple of questions here. We can look at what the offense is and what we see on whatever the next drive is. And I guess I'm kind of resigned to it being, we just have to kind of live with it, because nothing Nick Foles does, positively or negatively, can predict what he's going to do next. When they say calibrate, when they say iron those things out, when they say grow from here, smooth those things out, I know they have to say it. I'm dubious that it's really possible, because I still just think it's whatever kind of happens on the next play.
Yeah, but I went back again. I watched try to watch the game before I come on again, and it looked to me that the offense was calibrated a little bit better for Nick Foles. Like, he was throwing the ball where it was supposed to go, and there were some great reads. You know, the David Montgomery throw on the blitz, his blitz reads were right, but the problem are the penalties and the sacks. So the offense can go 80 yards if Nick does the right thing and makes the right decision on these the reads and processing the information of what everybody talks about. They just can't have these penalties. They can't have these sacks. And when you get behind the chains that far, you know, the numbers go down significantly to get a first down. So can they? Yeah. But it's got to come back to the offensive line, the rest of the guys not getting holding penalties and not giving up sacks.
Something I was thinking, too, from a player's perspective, when you win a game like that, regardless of how you got there, when everybody's playing that hard, and all of a sudden the clock hits zeros, and we can lampoon Tom Brady for not knowing what down it was, and he clearly didn't know what down it was. I mean, that's obvious. I don't know why they had to sort of act like the White House and say, oh, he knew what down it was. He knew. No, he didn't, and it's okay. Just say you didn't. Yep. And if he's covering his ass, if this is Mr. Rough Tough Greatest of All Time, just own it. Just say, yeah, my bad. I blew it. But they didn't really seem to have the confidence to do that. But when you fight like that and win, there's got to be something immensely satisfying as a professional athlete to walk off a field like that victorious.
Oh, no doubt. And it starts, well, I guess it was a Thursday game. So whatever day they came back in after the Colts game, and they give you the game plan of who you're going against. you know, they'll say, oh, Tom Brady this and that. But this was a game, I guarantee you, Matt Nagy said, listen, their defensive front seven is this tough. You guys got beat last week by the Colts up front. You got to come out here and win this. All right, defensive line for the Bears, you've got to go win this game. You've got to get after Tom Brady. You've got to get him after a spot. We need three sacks from you guys. This is going to be a physical game. So you have that mindset going into it, knowing that's the formula to win. And when you pull that win off, after exerting all that energy, after all those big hits, after all those collisions, after all that feeling of knowing that this is going to be a trench game and you win that, for sure, you feel a lot better after that. That's just one of those that you're like, all right, we knew this was going to be a true battle up front. We won this. And that speaks volumes for this team, too. And I think that's a big step for this team, especially on the defensive line, to do what they did, to get Tom Brady on the ground three times after he's only been sacked five times through four games. That's big. But the offensive line still has to improve. They just didn't do enough. I thought the defense did enough.
What I like about Tom Brady, too, is he's courteous enough to self-sack. Like
he's Peyton Manning-esque. Like, Peyton Manning-esque. I'm gonna sit down. Right. I misread it.
You just got like, okay, okay, yeah.
Yep.
And I would love to know what that exchange was between Mac and Brady when Mac was like lining up for the hit and Brady's like, no, I'm gonna turtle and I'm just gonna be down here. And Mac said something to him, and they were both kind of, I don't know if they were drawing each other, smiling at each other, or something. But there has to be some professional courtesy in there. It's like, okay, no, don't hurt me. I'm all right.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it with Peyton Manning. All the Drew Brees does it every now and then where, you know, we talk about this processing information. I think he processed the information. He's like, all right, we got the wrong play dialed up. They got the perfect defense. Why try to make something out of this when I've got 4 weak coming at me, two coming right down the barrel? I'm just going to sit. I'm not Patrick Mahomes. I'm not Russell Wilson. I can't get out of here. Let's sit down. That's how I get to play when I'm 43 years old.
We're talking with Patrick Manley on this Bears Friday / Monday, kind of, on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. I'm concerned that the run game isn't going to be what they envisioned, certainly what we thought after they had some things going early in the season. We saw the 13 personnel with one back and three tight ends. We saw that multiple times. We saw a little bit of I formation. We saw them trying to mix it up under center. Is this attributable, do you think, to two really good run defenses, two pretty good front sevens in consecutive weeks, or do they need to find yet another way of invigorating the ground game?
I think there's definitely has to deal with the two defensive lines up front. The front sevens they've played the last 2 weeks. Because if you look at who they played before, they did a pretty darn good job running the ball. But also, schematically, the defensive coordinator didn't load the box when they had that 13 personnel. They kind of treated Jimmy Graham like a wide receiver, not a tight end, even when they were in 12 personnel.
He is a wide receiver.
Exactly. But now they're seeing the tendencies of the Bears. And when they do line up in three tight ends, they're starting to load the box a little bit more. And I think their matchups favored putting a linebacker or somebody bigger on Jimmy Graham and the other tight ends inside instead of bringing down a safety. So schematically early on, I think the Bears had the advantage. Now they've been figured out. But I also do think, it's kind of giving you a 50-50 answer on this question, is I do think these past 2 weeks, these defensive fronts are pretty darn good. They're going to be at the top of the rush defense categories at the end of the season as well if they can stay healthy. So those were two big tests. And we'll see going forward. I guess to really answer the question is, let's see what happens going forward. But I think in these last 2 weeks, a lot has to do with those guys up front, because the one-on-one blocks, the back off cut, the backside cutoffs, they were just getting beat. I mean, that's mano a mano. And then they were getting beat on double teams on some of these guys. But those guys were beasts the last 2 weeks. So we'll see. But a lot had to do with these two defenses. They were just that good. They were fun, Dan, to put on tape during the week prepping for a pregame. You're like, oh boy, these guys got a battle. And that goes back to what I'm talking about, the game in the trenches, knowing, all right, it's much more, you feel a lot better after winning a game like that. But when you put on the tape at the beginning of the week, you're like, all right, we got a battle. We got a real battle with these guys.
When we come back, we're going to hear what Matt Nagy said about the run game, and you can determine whether or not you think it's lip service or whether you believe what the Bears head coach is saying. Either way, Bears are 4-1 and coming off a memorable national television victory last night. More with Patrick Manley is straight ahead here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine. I've always gotten a ton of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her go through this, and I really wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
Our experience inspired us to start Eucora. At Eucora, we make effective urinary tract health products. We're on a mission to help women get their lives back, and so far, we've been able to help over 100,000 people. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautiful Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party...
Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf paint. The Home Depot has more high-quality paints at low prices than anywhere else, like Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $24.98. So you don't have to wait to take on your projects, and you don't have to spend a fortune to get paint that looks great the first time. Get better paint at better prices at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, see store for details.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to The Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Get in the Mully and Hall Morning Bubble.
Chicago's safest sports talk to start your day.
Mully and Hall, first to deliver the day's sports stories.
I enjoy listening. The interplay between the two of you is really entertaining and informative.
Incredible Chicago sports guests. And, of course, lots of fun.
Wow, 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 sweet child of mine.
End the story.
Mully and Hall, the voice of Chicago sports. Mornings 5 to 9 on 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station.
As an educator, you've been leading students to grow, learn, and achieve for years. Take your passion to the next level by earning your doctoral degree in education online at Grand Canyon University. Become a change agent and help identify emerging trends in K-12 education. Develop innovative solutions and make measured improvements. What do you think making a difference in education looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
These two run defenses that we just faced, I don't know how to explain it, but they're pretty good. And it doesn't mean that we can't run against them, but that's what's happened the last 2 weeks. I have a lot of – I just understand that when you get behind like we did, you have to be able to throw the ball a little bit and be able to get that clock to your advantage and then still sprinkle in some runs when you can. So I know that Coach Castillo and that these offensive linemen, they care tremendously about getting this thing right, along with the running backs and Coach London. And we're going to stay very persistent. There's going to be zero abandoning the run because it hasn't, you know, been successful the last 2 weeks. I promise you that. So we just got to get back to what we know we can do. And we got to use this, these next few days here to figure out a little bit more of our identity.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was Matt Nagy after the game vowing that they were going to stay at it to keep running the football. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We have Patrick Manley, who is joining us, getting ready for his 27-hole golf outing at Ivanhoe Country Club. That's not stopping him from being on Twitch, which you can check out at twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. We should mention, Pat, that right now Matt Nagy is meeting reporters again. No update yet. They're waiting for MRI results on James Daniels. They're fearing the worst, that it is a season-ending torn pectoral muscle that will certainly change the run game as well because of how well he's been playing at left guard. And what do you think of this quote? This is a apparently displeased Matt Nagy, who says the details in this offense right now are not there. It's our job as coaches to get these freaking details right. Offensively, we've got some stuff to do. Apparently not happy about the number of third and longs that they were in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest issue, and the details can be anywhere from Cole Kmet getting the holding penalty. You know, you got to keep your hands inside. You know, you saw it on the TV copy where, you know, the play's stretching out and he pulls the outside of the pad. You can't do that. The details on just poor sets, giving up inside pressure by Bobby Massey on a couple of the rushes and causing Nick Foles to scramble or be sacked. Those are the little details. You've got to understand that, okay, protection, just say if it's Bobby Massey, that I don't have inside protection. That's the first thing I have to worry about. Let's try to run the guy around, you know, around the edge of the quarterback. And then I'm sure there's stuff in the passing game that you really can't tell from the TV copy yet, that guys might not be in the right spot. They might not be getting the right depth on routes. So those have got to be the details he's talking about. And I love the fact, you know, after the game, he said, great, we won, but we're still not good enough. He needs to keep hammering that to these guys, because once you start stacking these wins, sometimes you can get comfortable going into Halas Hall and be like, oh, you know, we just got the Panthers coming up. We're going to be fine. You have to stay on these guys 24/7. Talk to them like he did in that quote there, that these details matters, guys. These meetings, every meeting we go to, we've got to be on top of everything. Every time you go out for a little walkthrough, every time you go out for a practice, everything you do, we're going to be hard on you. Yes, we're 4-1. But we're going to coach you up, and that needs to happen. That needs to continue to happen for this team, because defensively they're playing pretty good. We saw that, but offensively they have got a lot of work to do.
Here's another quote from Nagy speaking to reporters. Now the Score's Chris Emma is trying to transcribe this as it happens. He says, "Darn it! When you play in this offense, you better be freaking detailed." if you speak Matt Nagy, this is like as animated and angry as this guy gets. This is like Ned Flanders. It's like Lovie Smith kind of thing where he's fake swearing in his media session. He's at least trying to come across as really publicly angry about some of this stuff.
That's got to be carrying over from last night or this morning when he started watching the tape. You know, to give the Lovie Smith, that's when Lovie Smith would say, Jiminy Christmas, guys. We were like, oh my gosh, he's serious now. But that's what it does sound like, you know, and I'm glad he's doing it. So I'm sure, I'm guessing maybe they had meetings this morning or coaches meetings or whatever, and he's flowing right out of that, right into this press conference, and he still feels that way, and that's great. I'm loving this. I'm glad he's doing that. I hope it's not for show. I'm hoping he truly feels this way, and the guys hear this as well when they do have their meetings, and the coaches hear this as well, because 4-1's a heck of a start. You never know where this thing can go. 4-1 is great, a great way to go. It's not the way I think you looked at it, hoping the Bears would be 4-1 at this point, but they're here, and yeah, they have a lot of work to do, and I'm loving hearing them talk like that.
Yeah, I love the psychology of coaching harder at 4-1 or coming off a win with high expectations kind of thing. It's like when one of my kids would bring home a 91 on a test, right?
Sure.
And you're like, hey, got a 91. Like, okay, you know, you're kind of playing with fire there. Like, you're awful close. I said, you know, one little slip up, a 91's an 89, and that's no good. You know, so it's sort of that feeling of, you know, keep the expectations high, make sure there's an establishment of, you know, be happy about the win, have your 24-hour rule or whatever he says it is about enjoying the victory or feeling the loss, you know, even licking your wounds after a loss, and making sure that there, it reinforces that he thinks that they could be a really good team. I don't know if I agree, but I want him to think that. I want him to coach that way. I don't know. I still am not sure how close they are to being a genuine contender even now at 4-1.
Yeah, let me go back to what you were talking about, the coaches coaching hard. I'll go to Dave Tobe, and one thing that makes him so good of such a great coach is, you know, we would have a game, Devin Hester might return a kick for a touchdown. That Monday morning when we had meetings and we might have won the game, he's still calling guys out. He is still coaching hard. He'd never let our success end. He always wanted us to be better, and we all respected him for that. There were days, I mean, we were sitting there with Hunter Hillemeyer and other guys, and we were looking at each other like, we won the game, and we had a kickoff return for a touchdown. He's yelling at us. You know, you just give this kind of nonverbal communication, like, what's going on? But then you'd go out to practice, and you're like, all right, we still got to get on this. We can get better. He expects more out of us. That kind of sounds like what Matt Nagy's doing, and guys respond to that. You want to be you want to be pushed. You want to be told you can be better and try to be better. So I'm excited to hear that, and I'm sure that's going to happen, or it has happened in prior weeks. But as long as he continues doing it while they're winning, that's where a lot of success can come, because you just can't get complacent. Guys can't walk out there to those practices and walkthroughs and be like, yeah, we won, but you know, we can't look at those mistakes we did because we won. No, you're going to coach those things hard, and I love that. That's great.
I'm glad you say practices and walkthroughs, because this week they didn't really practice. And I could imagine a player being like, yeah, you know, it would have been nice to have some full-speed reps at all these things I'm supposed to be so polished at, but if we're just kind of standing around and you're pretending to do stuff, it's not that easy to get in the what Dick Duran would call an athletic rhythm.
No, it's not. And that's, I'm just thinking about back to the day or the weeks that we had those, whether we were super injured or the Thursday night games where you were told, hey, we're just really going to walk through this week. Coaches would coach harder. They would talk about those details where if you're an O lineman, it's not just kind of pointing at the linebacker that's possibly, or your mic point or your set. He wants that little, you know, even though it's a walkthrough, a set there, get your pads down, get your hand placement on the guy standing there. They would coach super hard on those details, and that's how I think you have success on short weeks like that. And I believe Andy Reid has always done well on short weeks, right? So I'm sure that he learned from Andy Reid how to coach these guys and make sure that when they are out on these walkthroughs, they're mentally into it, maybe even more than they are when they're doing a full practice, because that's that important. You have to take care of those little details of your steps, your depth on, you might be walking 12 yards on a route in a comeback, but make sure you walk to that 12th yard and you know, you're not busting out of that route. But just those details, you've got to coach hard. Maybe that's a reason why Andy Reid and Matt Nagy have had success on Thursday nights.
We have a really good point from a texter, from the 309, who says, guys, Olin Krutz brought it up in the postgame show last night, noticing that any time Matt Nagy addresses the running game, he does so in a way as to remove himself from the equation, always referring to Coach Castillo. Saying as a head coach, kind of passing game coordinator, it seems, because I'm curious if any other coach in the league has such a hyper focus on one part of an offense. You know, that is true. I would have to go back and listen, but it does sound like he shifts a little bit of responsibility. He always name checks other people in the run game.
Well, I think he proved that when he fired Mark Helfrich and Harry Hiestand, right? I mean, those are the guys that were in charge of the run game last year, and he put the blame on them and said, all right, they're not good enough. I'm going to go get some new guys and figure this thing out. They did the first three games like we talked about, but these last two games they played some great defenses. And it is weird to hear that. That's a great point by Olin. That's not one of many of his great points he gives, but that is interesting because it's his offense. He should take ownership of it as well. He needs to put his name on this, the run game, not just the passing game. So that is an interesting point, but you know, he steps away from it because he fired Mark Helfrich. He fired Harry Hiestand, and he does. He sits there and talks about Juan Castillo and his run game. So that's an interesting point.
Happy to take some calls with Patrick Mantley here. Lines are open at 312-644-6767. Took some good ones to start. Some very excited Bears fans sort of taking a cue from their team. Coming back from these deficits, that I hope that means something psychologically to a team. We're saying it's the first time since 1985 that the Chicago Bears have been able to surmount three of their first five games double-digit leads to come back and win. And when a team knows it can do that, it has to keep you involved. It has to allow you to think that we know as part of our identity we're never out of it.
No, it does. And then, you know, I was obviously never on the field during those moments. Maybe we were punting or losing or trying to kick field goals and win. But when you are on the sideline, you can get a feeling of belief. And it starts with Coach Nagy having everybody likes each other. Everybody's pulling for each other. There is that belief that a player can step up and make a play. I've been on sidelines where we've had some teams where they weren't as healthy as they needed to be, where you're like, oh, no, who's going to make the mistake now? Oh, no, here comes this. It looks and sounds to me, with what they've done for these games coming back, that they don't have that they have ultimate belief in each other. And it's shown, and it's worked out. They've overcome some issues where even this game, you know, like I said, four of the five possessions in the second half, they had 3rd and 20 or 3rd and 18 or 3rd and 15, but they found a way to score 20 points and win this game. But there is something to be said about that. When a sideline believes, it's a better feeling, and then when you do pull it out again, you're like, all right, next time we're in this, we can do this, and they keep doing it. So I hope we don't, well, for entertainment purposes, Dan, I hope we get more games like this, but I'd rather see the offense score more points and win a game, you know, with the ball in their hands at the end of the game, kneeling on it and with a comfortable win.
I would too. I don't know if we're going to get it, but I still have huge questions about the Matt Nagy offense. I love him as a head coach. I'm not so sure about game planner, tactician, coordinator yet, but he's checked every box from a head coaching perspective. It's just a very different role than the guy who's got the play sheet in front of him.
Yeah, and that second nine call, I'm sure you guys talked about it earlier, that to me, I don't know what you think. I understand. Okay, so Matt Nagy wants to be aggressive. I think that's his offensive coordinator mentality. That's who he wants to be. He wants to make that play. You know, all right, here we go. We're going to go down and score a touchdown, or we're going to have a chip shot field goal. I think that's his mentality. But as a head coach, you also have to realize who's on the other side of the field. You have to know the history of Tom Brady and what he's done with a minute and 13 seconds left in a game. That, to me, is some of the things that Matt Nagy struggles with, of understanding the situational part of the game, how he can give the ball back to Tom Brady with only 30 seconds left and still give your kicker a chance to make a 45-yard field goal. That's his job, is to make a 45-yard field goal and in. You know, I love the fact he's trying to get him a little chip shot, but Cairo Santos is a pro kicker. He's done it before. He's had struggles as well, but his job is to make that kick. Take Tom Brady out of the game. When he threw that pass, and then they, you know, I think Troy Aikman said, oh, he'll have a minute, 20 seconds left or whatever. I'm like, oh, no, it's Tom Brady. Not again. I just don't want to see it again. And I'm glad we didn't. But, you know, that's Matt Nagy want to be aggressive, but there's a point in time when he has to understand situational football a little bit better.
I think you phrased it perfectly, and that's why I said I understood it. It was almost like if you're watching a movie that gives you multiple perspectives of the same thing, I could be in the mind of Nagy the coordinator, and I could be in the mind of what Nagy should be as a head coach. And coordinators are fundamentally more aggressive. It's not their ass on the line. They're not worried about, well, what questions am I going to have to answer about this? You know, it's always going to be the head coach. But what can I do to make it more likely that I win the game? And yet, the same guy that got burned by Eddie Pinheiro's missed field goal against the Chargers last year, the same guy that has trusted a defense that is really, really good and also knows that Tom Brady's mystique isn't the same as Tom Brady, what he actually is now at this age against this defense. I guess I understood it from both perspectives, but I certainly can countenance the argument that it was a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, no, I can see that as well. And then, you know, teams now have situational football coaches that sit up in the booth. And I'm wondering if he had enough time to relay it down to him to give him situational football that, all right, if you do run it, then we give the ball back with 30 seconds, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how that works with the Bears. I don't know how that works with NFL teams. But I know during the offseason, I know during the week, all coaches work through all these kind of situations. And that's something maybe he slipped up on, or maybe he didn't get it relayed to from somebody up in the booth. But those are calls to me as a head coach. That's why you get paid the big bucks. You know, that's
we got
that's,
one more. You, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to mention that we have one more segment coming up with Patrick Manley. We have a couple of callers who want to jump in as well. And I want to ask you, Pat, when we come back, about a clear special teams strategy the Bears have undertaken that I think has been successful for them almost out of necessity. We're going to get to all of that when we come back. It is a Bears Monday. It is a Bears Friday. It's all things to all people on the Score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Yeah. If you're still spending ridiculous money on overpriced and overdesigned razors from the big shaving companies, you are wasting your time and wasting your money. I know better because I've been shaving with Harry's for a couple of years right now, and now you can get that opportunity for just $3 because Harry's is providing you a trial set for $3 when you use the code DANB at checkout at harrys.com. You can go to a store and get it and pay whatever you want, but I'm giving you this deal. It's $3 with the code DANB. Harry's has new sharper blades that are still just as low as $2 each. They came out with brand new blades and they are not raising the price. And these new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, they reported that with these new blades, their eighth shave with Harry's was as smooth as their first. And they can deliver this quality at a low price because they own the whole thing from soup to nuts, from start to finish. They own the German factory that's been honing razor blades for 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden. They own the entire manufacturing process, R&D, all the way to the factory floor. And they keep prices low and they pass those savings on to you with this terrific product. You say, okay, well, what's in the trial set? What do I get for $3? You get the five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for $3. They go, oh, I got to pay for shipping. No, you don't. It ships for free. It is just $3. Look at your cup holder right now, or look at it, whatever you're holding. It's less than that latte by a mile, and it's going to change your life because you're going to get a much better shave and you're going to be saving a ton of money. So go to Harry's, use the code DANB, get yourself the trial set for just $3. Harry's.com, the code DANB.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautiful Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
I've always gotten a ton of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her go through this, and I really wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
Our experience inspired us to start Eucora. At Eucora, we make effective urinary tract health products. We're on a mission to help women get their lives back, and so far, we've been able to help over 100,000 people. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The really big fall sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
BuzzFeed reporters Anthony Cormier and Jason Leopold couldn't believe what they were seeing. Secret government documents showing suspicious banking transactions all over the globe.
FIFA, the Olympics, gold, diamonds, oil. Every sector of the economy is besmirched by this dirty money.
Get the full story on suspicious activity inside the FinCEN files. A new podcast available on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them in-store and online. Pros are changing. So are we. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And Pat, I've seen you on the, I think it's the Sportsnet Golf Show.
Yeah.
It's good to see you out there. I'll tell you that you definitely have a face for radio, so it's great to great to hear you as well.
Appreciate it. That's what my wife tells me.
He's amazing.
That was an unnecessary shot. I don't appreciate that. Pat shouldn't appreciate that. Man. Anybody wants
that was
to
about
see
12, that was about that was about 12:30 at night, so I have a feeling he had a couple cocktails going.
My bet is that's the case, and maybe some Bears fans already are starting their Friday with some as well. You want to see Pat's pretty face, go to twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. I had a special teams point that I want to make, but I don't want to leave our callers hanging too long, so let's grab them. This is Scott, apparently calling from the entire state of Wisconsin. You're on The Score, Scott.
Dan, like you, I watch the game with my son, my 6-year-old son, and when the Bears go out of shotgun, he's calling out the plays last night. My question is, if he's calling it out and your son's calling it out, You know the defensive coordinators are calling it out, why doesn't Nagy do more play action? Danica Patrick's boyfriend up here is doing play action this year, and it's really being effective. Why don't they do more of that? Thanks, guys.
I'll defer to Mr. Manley on that one.
I just think that's Matt Nagy's offense. I think we saw it in the past. We've argued, you know, last year when Mitch was good, ran the I formation. They ran more play action. But I just don't think Matt Nagy wants to do that. He wants to sit back there with the five linemen in front, David Montgomery right to the left to right and let him dissect the defense or take what the defense gives him. Overall, Nick Foles didn't do too bad of a job, especially late in the game, to get them down into field goal range. But, I mean, I think that's just what it is. That's not the kind of offense he wants to run. He doesn't want to run that, you know, think of the Rams where they, you know, they're, you know, under center. You got the, well, let's say Todd Gurley back in the day right behind him, and they run the stretch, and then they pull up and throw the pass. That's just not who he is. That's my opinion. I just don't think he likes that. That's not what he's comfortable with. He just wants to diagram plays and say, all right, they're in this defense, quarterback figured out, find the open guy. Boom, that's it.
Solving the puzzle. That's what I've always said.
Yeah, regardless, exactly.
It's always solve the next puzzle with him, and that is a blessing and a curse. John is in Algonquin. He's next on Sports Radio 670. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I was just curious, with the Matt Nagy offense from this year compared to last year, it seems so dumbed down. Does he have no confidence in either one of his quarterbacks, and he's just limping through the season, or is it just he's trying to change his own way of doing things?
I guess I don't agree with the premise. It doesn't look dumbed down
right.
to me.
No, it doesn't to me either, Dan. It just it looks the exact same. It just, you know, now it looks different with Nick Foles running it. That's about it. But I don't think it's dumbed down at all. It almost looks the last 2 weeks look almost more identical to last year than the first 3 weeks did for the Bears to last year.
So here's my question to you. It's mm-hmm. it is obvious that this team, to an extent, and Nagy, we should mention in his press conference this morning, really mad about the inefficiency of his own offense, and I love to hear it. He's sort of he's doing my rant from yesterday. Is what it's the actual Bears coach, as mad as I was yesterday. Score more points, score more touchdowns, score more points. He's channeling me today with coming off of a win. I think it does my heart well to hear that. But when you said they're not going to drive 80 yards. Like, that's just not how this is going to happen. They're not going to take it down every time. They seem to know it, and Chris Tabor seems to know it, in that they've told Cordarrelle Patterson, whenever you can, I don't care if you are teetering on the back edge of the last blade of grass in the end zone, bring that sucker out. And why not? They're blocking it up well. It does seem he's getting at least through the first level of pursuit. Why wouldn't you give yourself a spin of the wheel with Cordarrelle Patterson and a head of steam any time you possibly can? I like that. I like the fact that they're saying, screw it. We're not going to have Cordarrelle Patterson and not use him just because he's catching it deep in the end zone.
Yeah, and I had a feeling you were going to go here, so I went and looked at his numbers last night. But I want to start with, I think part of it is he's such a weapon. And then teams, as you see it, you know, the returners always putting their arms out like a cross, saying we're not returning it. So a lot of these coverage teams aren't getting to cover kicks. Now they're coming in the Bears game like, oh, man, we got to learn how to cover kicks again. So they're not getting the reps to get ready to cover a guy like that. And I think it's great they are using the aggressiveness. But I'm going to try a little math here on you, and I'm not sure how well I'll do here. But so I'm going to round his total return yards up to, it was 119, let's say 120. They say, you know, they count your kick return yardage from where you catch the ball, not from the goal line, right? So let's subtract, 15 yards off of that, because I think he was, say, on average, catching it 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Okay, so I'm saying where your yard start, your start would be from the goal line to what it
Got
is.
It.
So your total return yards. So that's 105 yards. If he does do the cross thing and they just take it out on the 25, that's 75 yards of returns, right, that are free, that are given to you. So they're getting an extra 30 yards of the field. That's 3 first downs. So if you take that throughout a game, that's 30 yards of offense that they're really getting because these returns are coming out farther than the 25-yard line. So it makes sense to me math-wise, and it makes sense to me because it's just he's such a weapon, and he's that darn good.
It's also the fact that he's going to break one. That at some
yes.
point somebody's going to fall down and someone's going to mm-hmm. take too shallow of an angle, or he's just going to run over the kicker and you're going to get points that way. Because I think part of it, too, that's obviously Chris Tabor knows as he watches the film when he's going to spring one. And like you said, I hadn't really thought about it that way, that most kick coverage teams are out of practice. I hadn't thought of it because they don't – even the guys whose responsibility it is to know his lane and know his assignment and know his little number, that you don't get to do it at full speed because more often than not you're predisposed to assume no return.
And you're not going to do it full speed during the season. You're just not. The injury rate is too high. It's that you're not going to have that full collision. And they had no preseason this year, so they got no live reps. A lot of the special teamers got no live reps doing that. So right now they're still, well, they're done technically with their preseason, but you don't get live reps during the season at all. So it's a smart move, and it's using a weapon the way they should use it. It's kind of the way we use Devin Hester. We let him kind of, you know, there's times when we would scream at him, or, you know, people would scream at the TV like, Devin, why are you running backwards on this punt return? But the positives are going to outweigh the negatives. The total yardage is going to outweigh just taking a knee or taking a touchback. And I love what Tabor's doing. I think it's a smart move. And, yeah, I think it's going to be more than one that overturned this year.
Patrick, always fun to talk to you. Here is hoping you have 27 holes of hitting them straight and finding any lost ball. This is the kind of weather, too, where it's hard to find a ball. Because
the leaf rule.
Yep. Well, what's the rule?
Well, if you hit it like so here at Ivanhoe, say between forest one and number two, there's trees and there's, you know, all the leaves are falling. If you saw it kind of go in there and you know where it is and it's just kind of a pace of play thing, just say, hey, man, leaf rule, drop it there. You're hitting two. You know, just pace of play. October's it's fall golf in October. That's kind of the way we play here. And it just makes it easier so you're not stressing and looking forever for a ball. But what does happen is normally you'll find somebody else's ball that they left there, and, you know, you replace your ball that way.
Right, like, oh, Pro V1.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Hey, this is one of the good Srixons. Okay. I'll trade this out for whatever I had just pulled out of the top flight I pulled out of the bag. It sort of reminds me of one of the courses like my dad plays in the winter with the rattlesnake rule, that when they're in Ventana Canyon, like, no, not there. Do not go looking for your ball there, because there's very, very likely diamondback rattlesnakes in there.
Like, yes.
Okay. Thank you for the warning.
That's the way to
hit
do
him
it.
Straight.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Always good talking to you, and I'll see you next week.
That is Patrick Manley, the former Bears long snapper, who is a regular on this program and on the pregame and postgame show that you hear on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Coming up next, he will be supplanted by a defensive expert. We're going to talk defense. We're going to talk pass rushing. We may also talk about some tackling problems that the Bears seem to have, even though they came away with a victory. We got some Matt Nagy sound to turn around as well, to hear how disappointed he is in the consistency of his offense and the execution of his offense. Big Anthony Heron will be with us for the next hour. He starts in a moment on The Score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you guys about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing and losing same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook all season, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is that FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. I love betting on the Bears games and the isolated games like Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night football. Just makes it a lot more interesting of a watch because it's got your full focus. And if you like my picks that I make, sometimes I tweet them out. Go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is a catch. FanDuel is the only sports book that has the same game parlay. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code JAY, when you sign up so they know I sent you. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast and sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
What do you want a da-da-da? What do you want a da-da-da? I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-call.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird.
But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Look around. Could your home decor use a fall refresh? Then look around HomeDepot.com. You'll see furniture from sofas to ottomans and decor from pillows to linens, all with free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. More fall savings means more ways to bring out your style. Get 30% off select furniture and decor